A-Drive Computers in the Quadrangle Shopping Center across from the Citadel Mall.
WTMA. Tiger Radio at 1250 on your dial. Hooper, Pulse, and Nielsen rated
number one.
Add hundreds of dollars to the value of your car by preserving its finish. Don't just wash and wax your car, 3 minute it. It takes 2, 6 ounces and 3 minutes. That's the fair. 6 ounces of spray wax at the 3 minute car wash. And now with each wash wax, your choice of a free pass to a drive-in theater or a free lube job. Increase the value and improve the appearance of your car. A new $1 million product, spray wax, gives you new protection for your car's finish. 3 minutes, got it. Spray wax for your car. Spray wax is worth its weight in gold. Now 3 minute gives you a new custom car care treatment. It takes 2, spray wax and 3 minute car wash. Rivers Avenue at the 7 Mile Viaduct. Remember, your choice of a free pass to the drive-in theater or a free lube job with each wash wax.
WDMA Tiger Radio.
Go.
Up and at 'em,
ladies and gentlemen. Charlie Bird Lindsay along with your Uncle Booby Nash.
It's the big boob and the big bird.
That's yeah. Right.
And it's the big boob giving you the big bird. That's what it is.
Watch it.
Yes.
We have R.J. Kite here, better known as Jim Diamond to your TNA fans. George Burns had to go to the powder room, I think, and he'll be back shortly. I said, how long will you be gone? He said, it depends.
He may never come back.
That's right. It's the big 60th birthday celebration of WTMA, went on the air in 1939. And we're going to be here till 6 o'clock. We have Jim Diamond here.
Yes.
Chewing at the bit. And R.J., what about some of the crazy things that really happened in radio at TMA off of the air that people don't get to see about?
Well, I think, remember when they had the fire, the church right over here?
Oh,
burned.
I know
that
what's
one?
Coming here. The St. Matthew's Lutheran Church.
There
the
you
steeple
go.
Burned down.
This was 64.
And it's a true story. It is true.
A true story. They had a guy named Hank DeJesus who was the
bookkeeper.
He was a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And he grabbed the phone that was in front at that time, the W.T. Grant's store, which is right out here.
Right at the corner of King and Kelman.
And he's on the air telling the guy on the air, Danny Knox, about this fire, you know, and he's talking, well, there's all kinds of policemen here, and the fire, and the smoke, and the people, and we don't want you to come down here because you'll just get in the way of the people, and, oh, wait a minute, the steeple is falling, and the guy on the air says, he says, quick, tell us, which way is it falling? Out in the street, this way, that way, whatever. He says, which way is it falling? He says, the steeple is falling
down,
man.
It's falling down. Booby Dash.
Yes.
You never did the magic musical... What is it? You had the musical magical microphone.
Yeah, I did have that. Why do you remember all this
stuff? I mean, I was a fan of yours and still am. I want to hear the magic talking mirror. Yes, you do. You do. You would get in and talk, hello there. In your regular voice. Magical mirror. What do you see? And it would tell you all of this wonderful stuff about Booby Nash.
You were the competitor. You're not even supposed to be listening.
No, I was out of town at the time.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was in Greenville.
And you drive in?
Not drive in, just to hear your show. Yeah, that's
talking to a musical
good
magical mirror.
Boy,
I had to write that down.
This show is going down the toilet.
Yes.
Well, it's not flesh it, at least.
Rather than talk about the musical magical, because I don't remember, I can't even do my voice.
What about the musical magical microphone? You remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Do you miss Granny?
Yeah, I remember that. We had a contest. It was called Granny Giveaway.
Remember Granny?
Yeah, and I had to do, oh, my God, and all of that. Everybody was doing Jonathan Winters at the time, and Maudie Frickett.
Right.
So I did Granny Giveaway. Oh, my stars and garters, baby, get your hand off of my knee. And
I'll give you an hour to stop that.
That's right. Says, what time are you leaving?
You know, the wildest thing that I've ever done in radio that I'll never forget, but I don't remember, and that was when we were advertising for a Serendipity Shop, and what they were selling were waterbeds, and waterbeds were just becoming popular. So they said, let's get Booby down to the store to do a remote, and we'll keep him awake for a week. will let him stay awake to advertise sleeping on this waterbed. How they plan to do that, they brought in a hypnotist. And every time I would get tired, the hypnotist would put me under for about 5 minutes, tell me I had 8 hours of sleep, and he said that will do it for another, 12 hours or so.
Right.
You know, so for 5 minutes, he put me under, and when he'd wake me up, and I don't even remember being under, I felt fine. And in about 8 hours, I'd start to get tired, and he put me under again. This went on for a full week, but he had to keep doing the 5 minutes mm-hmm. and quicker. It got down to maybe, the 5 minutes would work for about 2 hours, and I'd already be starting to get tired. And he'd say, you had 8 hours sleep.
Eight hours sleep.
So I never did fall asleep. Because if I did, the TMA had to pay thousands of dollars to whoever caught me, and I couldn't lay down on the waterbed. We sold a lot of waterbeds, and the end result was at the end of that week, they sent me home. And I don't know if my wife remembers or not, but when I got home, I was acting normal. And she said, what are you doing? You ought to lay down. And I said, well, before I do, I'm going to mix myself a little drink. So I put some ice in a glass. And I think it was dog food. I think we had a dog at the time. And I just opened up this can of dog food and took a big scoop and put it in with the ice. It was mixing. And she says, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to have a little drink before I lay down. That was the last thing I remember. I was warped. I was wiped out. And so that she made me promise that was the last wild thing we would do. But we did outrageous stuff.
You were housebroken, weren't you?
He's still not. Okay. What are you talking about? Everybody used to tune in at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. TMA had a sign-off that was a classic. Ooh. And I think it was Bobby D. Was that the name of the guy? One night he had a girlfriend. And after hours, they went up stairs to the WTMA studios and recorded this very drippy, sexy type sign-off.
It was this real...
Right.
Yes, it was.
And now, boys, it's time to put the mighty TMA to bed. Everybody
to bed.
I wonder if anybody still has a copy of that. That was a classic.
It's got to be floating around up there somewhere.
But the thing is, nobody ever knew who the girl was and never saw her again.
No, because I asked, because I was the one who did, when I came in, was doing the nighttime show from 7 till 1 in the morning. We went all the way to 1 to make people think we were going all night, because most people went to bed between 11 and 12 or a little after 12, and we were still on the air.
Right.
But they didn't want to pay for an all-night man, so they said, we'll just go to 1 o'clock and fake everybody out, see? I would sign off at 1 o'clock, walk down the street, East Bay, to go to the Merchant Seaman's Club that was open 24 hours a day.
Right.
And I'd stay down there till 7 o'clock in the morning listening to the Magnificent Seven. Maybe some of you remember that band.
Had a chubby
little fat guitar player in the front. I hope he's not listening. Well, maybe you weren't that chubby and fat. Okay, but you were hefty. But I would do that. But everybody would ask me, who is that girl that signed off when you were on there? And I had no idea. But
you couldn't even
was.
Fake it, could you? You couldn't even just say, well, oh, that's my sister. That's my
No,
that's my
yeah, friend. I was too honest.
Let's talk about our time frame. But quickly, we're running out of time. A lot of people are wondering what happened to a lot of the WTMA alumni. Doug Clements, who was the program director when I first went to TMA and did mornings, Doug went on into management and worked at, I think, with Ansley Cohen and KTM and several places like that. And Doug, I think, passed on a heart attack.
Last I heard that he was working for a public affairs department in Georgetown for the steel mill.
Who's this?
Doug.
No, Doug.
No.
Doug Clements died about 5 years ago.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying before that.
Before that,
he
right.
came by another station that I was working for, and I just sort of ignored him for a second. And so finally, he realized who I was. He, how you doing, Jim? How you doing, RJ? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
One of the great guys in Charleston radio, Doug was.
And, he really was.
And he was a local boy who came up and did real good.
He did real well. He was morning man there, station manager. Then he went up with, what was the manager's name?
Dave Welburn.
Dave Welburn went up and managed this station in Siler City, North Carolina.
Right.
Came back and worked for Barry Wenton, was a general manager for WQSN for quite a few years.
Boy, you're a name dropper.
Oh,
aren't
you bet Woo. Your butt. What happened to Danny Knox when I was there? 7 to midnight
last
guy.
Last I heard, he was in Florida. That's all I know.
The last time I heard, he was a professional gambler. I don't know where he's Florida or New Jersey. Boy, did he come up in the world.
Yeah,
right. He found out where the money was. Let's see. R.J. Kite, he worked at QSN and CSE. And,
little Channel 5 for a while.
Right.
And I work with the state.
Now
I
work
state
for the
employee.
State.
Taking state leave.
John Trenton, who was morning man, known as Almost Honest John for years, and became a program director and also went up and became station manager. He's still with us. Had an accident with a car and is not doing too well, but he's still with us.
Johnny Day? Last time I heard from him, he was from Michigan, I think, went back up there, and as some sort of an executive with the Caterpillar Company. Who else was there? Look, Bob Scott, who was the midday guy for a while. He now works with an electronics firm, or did. He's probably retired now, out of Florida. He used to come through town occasionally. And just looking at the picture here,
John
Smith,
Burwell. Let's stop with John there.
Well,
John Burwell.
I'll tell you what, we have John Burwell on the phone. If we can put up John Burwell on the phone, let's tell you what, let's take a small pause, and then we'll come right back.
He's taking breaks.
I know, that's
here.
The way it is. We have to pay for this.
Make some money.
I'll tell you. Back in a moment on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
WTMA, Time Saver Traffic.
When you have an accident on the cross town as you approach the New Cooper River...